You're listening to the Start A New Show, episode number 15 with Sumbul Sang.
Does your work energize you? Does it make your impact on the world? Welcome to Start A New, the show that looks beyond success into freedom, fulfillment, and your passion-driven career. Join your host, Sumbul Sang, for inspiring stories and bite-sized training to help you start anew with clarity. And now, here is Sumbul.
Hey there, starters. Welcome to Strategy Saturday. Continuing with the curriculum of self-awareness, today we discuss what interests you. Now, if you have been listening to the Strategy Saturday sessions, you'd know by now that I like to start with why. Thank you, Simon Sinek. So, why do interests matter? Well, if you want more life satisfaction and more fulfillment, then pursuing your core interests will certainly help you get there. Now, many people give up on their childhood interests and hobbies in the process of what millennials say adulting, and they replace them with drudgery. I was certainly guilty of that. Then their life satisfaction drops over time and the drudgery zaps their life. And then there comes a point when they can't even remember what hobbies they enjoyed once. Starters, if you want more life satisfaction, more fulfillment, then pursue your interests at work or outside of work. I'm not saying that is the secret sauce of fulfillment. That's a whole new topic that I'll be covering soon. But pursuing your interests is an important ingredient. Now, it is not only common sense, but it is also backed by research that people enjoy occupations or work environments that match their interests and personality traits. You say, Sumbul, my interests change all the time. Well, research shows that our core interests and passions stay relatively stable from childhood onwards. For a peripheral insight into your interests, answer these questions. What do you like doing? What activities do you enjoy? What were your childhood hobbies? What activities do you dislike? Now, that's certainly not your interest. I like to call it anti-interest. Now, let's take a deep dive into your career interests. My favorite framework for identifying your career interests is called Holland's Six Tendencies. This framework will help you identify your strongest career interests among six occupational themes. Now, these six themes are realistic, investigative, artistic, social, enterprising, and conventional. For most people, primary interests combine two or three themes. For instance, you may be artistic and social. Holland's framework is based on a theory developed by psychologist John L. Holland, and it says that our vocational interests are an expression of our personality. This makes it an excellent framework for identifying what type of work activities or work environments are most aligned with your interests and personality. In other words, what type of work will you thrive in? Now, generally speaking, realistic people are doers, investigative people are thinkers, artistic people are creators, social people are helpers, enterprising people are influencers or persuaders, and conventional people are organizers. For a more in-depth analysis of what types of work activities and work environments you would enjoy based on your Holland's tendencies, download this free chart that I've created that you can find on the show notes for this page at letstartanew.com/15. There are plenty of free and paid self-assessment tools available online that are based on Holland's theory. For starters, use the free tool listed in the free self-awareness toolkit that I've created for you that you can find on any page of the website at letstartanew.com. It is quick. There are no descriptive answers. You just choose from multiple choice options. When you're taking this test, think about whether you would enjoy the activity proposed. It doesn't matter what your level of skill or experience or training is with that activity. There is another test that is very popular with people in career development to help their clients identify their career interests. This is called the Strong Interest Inventory. I haven't found a free version of this, so I think it's a tool that you have to pay for. To give you some context into Strong Interest Inventory, psychologist Edward Kellogg Strong Jr. developed a test back in 1927 to help people leaving the military to find suitable jobs. Now, Strong is the modern version of this test, which is now also based on Holland's six themes. But in addition to measuring an individual's interest in terms of occupational interests, it also measures it in other areas such as subject areas, leisure activities, and some other characteristics. I will leave you with this quote from George Kinder. Each of us carries within a secret yearning, a yearning that as time and life march on, often becomes a secret sorrow. That yearning will be different for each of us, as it is the most deeply longed for expression of self. Only to the degree that we, each of us, are able to bring forth our own heart score, will our lives feel fulfilled, truly worthwhile. Now that's a wrap for today's bite-sized session. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday, episode 18, for the last topic in self-awareness. Now I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to show up to find out. Until then, dream big and take action to start on your dreams.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Start Anew Show. We invite you to be more than a passive listener. Be a starter. Join our community and snag exclusive freebies from Symbol and her guests at letstartanew.com. Create your vision of freedom and fulfillment right here on the Start Anew Show.